Can you describe your medication journey for me?
I've dealt with major depressive disorder, as well as general anxiety. So I kind of went through the whole cycle of different antidepressants, just off the top of my head, Effexor, Zoloft, Wellbutrin. I also was put on a Adderall generic drug to use as a stimulant to kind of counteract some of the symptoms of the depression as well. So it kind of just started off as a trial and error thing. I described my symptoms to a doctor who thought one medication was the best. I believe Zoloft was the one that was first used for me. After that, I would try to use them for about a couple months at a time, mark down any positive or negative changes to it, and then I would report back. And if there wasn't enough positive changes or enough significance in my mood, I would usually stop taking the drug or be grazed off of it until a new one was prescribed to me. So this was meant to be more so of a long-term fix. I have a history of depression, bipolar disorder in my family, so the doctor's recommendation is that I take an antidepressant just because I will probably have to deal with these kind of disorders for most of my life, just due to genetics. It has kind of changed my perspective on society and drug use just because I was very secretive about taking these medications. I didn't really discuss it with any of my friends in high school. It was only between my mom, my doctor, and myself. I didn't even let family members know about it just because of the stigmas that are surrounded with that.
How do you think society played a role in your medication journey?
I think there's two big things in society that kind of changed my perception of the use of antidepressants. The first one would kind of be this instant gratification effect that we have in society. So a lot of people think that maybe these drugs work right away, or that it's the cure for everything when they're supposed to be used in use with other types of therapies and other methods to combat these mental illnesses. Another one would be the stigmas around it. So a lot of what I would hear just in school and in newspapers, other media outlets would be almost this negative stigma around the use of people who took antidepressants or suffered from these mental illnesses. So that kind of made me hesitant to want to use them. Also, just my own personal beliefs. I didn't really want to take these drugs just because I've had issues with drug abuse in my family in the past. I know that some of them can be addicting, so I did not want to follow down that path of addiction. So I was very hesitant in a lot of the prescriptions that were given to me.
In your opinion, is America's drug-taking culture more beneficial or harmful to society? How do you think this has changed over the past century or so?
I can kind of see both sides of the argument. About a century ago, there wasn't as much knowledge on a lot of mental illnesses. There was a lot more stigma around it. Where now, I feel that some of the medications and methods that we have now to treat these illnesses would have helped a lot of people back then. In a way, I can also see it as harmful just because I feel that some people have an over-reliance on these drugs or feel that maybe that this is the end-all to end-all disease and kind of think that this will be the cure on its own. But a lot of these mental illnesses require willingness from the person who is suffering from it to help work through it. And at some people's point in their symptoms, that's not always possible, which is understandable. But relying solely on the drugs alone can cause issues and possibly cause future addictions as well as other troubles.
What do you think the ramifications are from our drug-taking culture?
I've touched on this a few times, but I really believe that over-reliance will impact people's lives and their behaviors. So when someone becomes addicted to these drugs, they'll need it, but not always is that accessible or affordable to people. From personal experience, I know a lot of these medications that have been suggested to me were way too pricey for myself or my family to afford. And without proper health care, I would have to turn to getting those drugs illegally or having to take a drug that was not suggested to be as effective for me. And in that case, I don't know if we're really helping the people who need to be taking these drugs and doing what's best for them. I feel that it's more focused on the financial aspect and making sure that those drug providers are taken care of financially before the actual patients.
What do you believe is medication's past, present, and future role in the American culture?
I would say it's definitely changed a lot from the past. I know that in terms of mental illness in the past, it used to be if someone was suffering from some severe mental disorder, they would be placed in a mental institution, not so much as an outpatient care with medication and other forms of therapy. Kind of in the present now, we have more forms of antidepressants and other methods to treat various mental illnesses. So what I can see in the future is more individualization and possibly even specific drugs that help specific people. I don't really know the science behind that and how that would be possible, but I can definitely see that now they've developed different antidepressants to kind of treat different areas of depression or maybe different symptoms. So I think a greater emphasis on those symptoms and a greater emphasis on the needs of the individual will probably be what drives forward new discoveries and new inventions within drug use in America.
JT touched on a lot of the same beliefs that I've developed through my own personal medication journey. It was really difficult for me to come forward because the stigma surrounding mental illness, like on social media, I would always see people joking about it, and in TV shows and movies, those with mental illnesses are almost always portrayed as outsiders, and I just didn't want to think that I was different from anyone else. I think that medication has been beneficial to society in terms of curing illnesses and improving daily function of people's lives, but it's also played negatively into the quick fix tendency that we have in America. Like what JT discussed, the correct medications are not always accessible to everyone, and this is when the issue of illicit drug use begins. There's also a big threat of dependency and addiction with both prescription and street drugs. Lastly, there's a lot of unknown tied into antidepressants because they haven't been around long enough to like truly understand the long-term effects from chronic use. Overall, medicine is extremely beneficial to society, and huge strides have been taken to improve mental health awareness, but I think the stigma needs to be ended by providing more education about the topic in schools and communities. I also think it's important to make information, treatment, and prescription drugs more accessible to the individuals who need them, no matter what their financial state is.